Dipsomania. Welcome back. It's the Dipsomaniac Podcast, episode 212. I'm Uncle Jay.
I'm Tiny Fish.
What's up, everybody?
Hey. How you doing?
It's not been a good week.
Nope.
No, it hasn't. I've been sick.
Yeah.
I got fucking a toothache. I got a little lisp. Yeah, my wisdom tooth's fucked up right now. Yeah, it's fucked. But yeah, I'm here.
We're doing it.
Yeah, I'm drinking.
Ooh, that makes things feel better for a little bit.
Yeah, for a little. I got my amoxicillin going on. Trying to get this infection controlled, and then let's get that wisdom tooth taken out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whew. Yeah, I had a cold.
Yeah, I don't even know what you had.
I don't know what the fuck. I think it's just some shit going around.
30-day cough?
Yeah. It's there. I'm on my first week.
Oof.
I'm hoping it goes away.
I'm hoping you don't have that 30-day cough. What the fuck?
Nah, today was cool, though. Like, today I'm...
Yeah, you haven't been, like, hacking up a lung like you have been.
And I'm, like...
Scaring the dogs, waking up everyone.
Like, my mouth, I can open it. Dude, I could barely open my mouth the other day, and I was just like, oh,
I know, you were eating, like, so slow. Usually you eat in, like, 5 minutes, like, our whole meal's gone, and I'm like, oh, I'm still eating. And this time, I finished my dinner first.
Yeah. Like, all week, right?
All week. I was like, you're still eating?
I think it started hurting Monday, and then Wednesday is when it really got me, and I was like, oh, I need to fucking call this dentist. I didn't talk to you, I think, Wednesday, because I was just like, fuck this stupid pain.
Yeah, Wednesday, you were, like, not even talking.
And it's weird, because I didn't have, like, that runny nose. I got the runny nose on Wednesday. I just had the cough, and I felt, like, cool.
You were sick on Saturday, but you were, like... still like fine. You've been like coughing for probably 3 days on Saturday.
Yeah, dude.
And then on Sunday you were like,
ugh. I was like, this is some bullshit. Like,
we were supposed to do something and you couldn't even like go.
But I went. Like, I was doing shit.
No, Sunday.
Oh, Sunday? Yeah. Oh yeah. And I was like, oh nah, I'm just chilling in bed all day. Fuck that. But I still did like little things, but
yeah, you're not like deathly ill or anything. Yeah. You just have like a cold.
Dude, the x-rays on my wisdom teeth are fucked. But I'm like, yeah, we'll like, just do the one.
How are your bottom ones look like they should be hurting you the worst?
Because
they're like literally growing into your other teeth. Like you can see the wisdom tooth hitting the root of the tooth next to it, to the molar next to it. Yeah. I was like, wow.
Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I'm really... like, my wisdom teeth need to get the fuck out. But I'm 40 years old with fucking wisdom teeth.
I have all my wisdom teeth.
Do you? Because they're all cool, huh?
Yeah,
cool
they're all super cool and don't crowd my mouth.
But I'm trying to deal with the pain, so I'm drinking up. And then our water went out.
Oh, my God. We didn't have water for like almost a week. Like, yeah, running water.
Running water.
Like, we had water.
Like, that was crazy.
We had to, like, bust out the camping gear.
It worked.
Yeah.
We dealt with it. We got our showers in. We cooked.
Yeah. We fucking washed dishes and shit, like all by hand with like a fucking
a bucket and
pumping water.
Like, yep.
You know, I guess like the camping shit like does come in handy even if you're not camping.
Our outdoor sink.
Yeah.
With the foot pump. That shit
that we
worked.
Have for like the pool area like during the summer.
Brought all that shit inside.
So it felt like we were camping for like a week.
Yeah, for reals, it did. Yeah. With electricity.
Yeah. I mean, we have electricity when we camp too. So like, it just felt like we're camping. I accidentally gave myself a bowl cut.
Yeah, it's...
it's really bad.
It's really bad. The so 70s I, show up in here.
Yeah, I don't think you've ever seen it, but there's this show called like Pen 15 or like Pen something. It's like on Hulu or Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the girl Maya, she has like this bowl cut, and that's exactly what I felt like once it happened. I was not intending to give myself a bowl cut. I was trying to give myself
into the
a shag.
And then you came out, and I was like, what the fuck?
Bowl cut.
What the fuck happened?
Yeah, it's super bad. I can't wait for it to grow out. And then, like, I can't style it properly. So, like, if I curl it, I look like Kitty from that 70s show. I look like somebody's auntie. And I am somebody's auntie, but I didn't want to look that way right now, you know? And so, like, if I curl it, it's very Kitty, that 70s show. If I wear it, like, any other way, I look like a toddler. So It's either I'm old as fuck or young as fuck. I can't get that happy medium right now. I gotta figure it out, though.
You just wear a hoodie, right?
Yeah, I'm just gonna
At least it's cold weather.
Yeah, I'm just gonna wear a beanie. There you go. It's raining right now, so that'll be fine. It's fine. Everything's fine.
And it's March. It's fucking March.
Spring's almost here, guys. Yeah, winter's almost over.
So you got spring forward. What do we got going on this month?
International Women's Day is March 8th. Woo!
What do you guys do?
We go around and kill two men.
Oh, cool. Didn't you get a book like that tells you Farmer's Calendar or some shit?
Farmer's Almanac.
I think I might have seen it before, but I didn't know like people actually bought that shit. And you and your family buy that book every year.
Yeah.
I didn't know. It's my first time seeing it. But you were telling me your grandma used to get it all the time.
Yeah, like when I was younger. So I saw it and I was like, oh shit, I'm going to get it. It was only like $5. So I was like, hell yeah. Then I get a Farmer's Almanac.
What is it? Like a...
It tells you like all kinds of stuff like fashion, sports, weather.
What it's what's supposed to happen?
Like trending or... like for the 2024?
How do they know?
How do they know? They research like trending stuff. Like, you know, the stuff that's trending will start. They start talking about like it the year before. Yeah.
Kind of like right now they're putting out summer clothes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like how you're season ahead. Yeah, kind of like ahead. That. Yeah. But like for a climate and forecast, they can kind of predict just by, you know, your area and what the trending weather is.
Do you read it like every day?
You can read it by month.
Okay.
Mostly by month, I would say. But like the trending stuff is all at the beginning, like what's trending for 2024 on all the subjects that they cover. There's like a calendar section that you can do like month by month. And there's an astronomy section. There's an astrology section. There's like all kinds of stuff.
Interesting. It's pretty cool. I feel like a teacher might have had that book in like classroom.
Yeah, like
or
it's
some
a very much like an old person thing to have.
Yeah.
But yeah,
I
was
when
like,
I saw it, I was
there's
like,
a
oh.
lot of information in there. It helps like when you should start planting certain crops and stuff because it is a farmer's almanac.
Cool.
So like if you are into gardening, there's a gardening section. So it'll just tell you like when to plant certain flowers for your like climate section. It's funsies. So have you seen like the couples that will get their significant other's face tattooed on their face?
Yeah.
Like it's, but they get like matching ones, like.
Like I get you and you get me.
Yeah, on their face.
Nah.
Well, I know I don't want to do it either. Firstly, the tattoo somebody on somebody's face thing I've seen with like Blueface's girlfriends. Yeah. Why are there so many women getting his face on their face? I don't understand.
I don't get it either.
But then I saw like couples doing it, and I also that's gotta be worse than just getting like somebody's name, some other body part.
Hell yeah.
You know?
That's on your
a
fucking face.
A face on your face, though? Yeah. Like, nuts. Why?
Like, maybe, like, on your neck? That's
Yeah, I
that's
guess
cool.
that's better.
But I'm like,
on
Leo.
Your face. Like, on your, like.
And they're pretty ass girls, like, get yeah. doing it. I seen it,
And
too.
It's
yeah.
a significant part of your face. And I'm not, like, against face tattoos. Like, a lot of people pull off face tattoos, like, wonderfully.
The little writing, the little
yeah,
hearts.
Yeah, like, yeah, cute. A little. Fucking cute.
Yeah.
Love it. I'm not against face tattoos. Do what you want with your face, but like
someone's face
you
on
are
your
going
face?
To regret putting somebody's face on your fucking face. There's no way around it.
And like the tattoo artist that they're going
it's not
to
even
or
like their husband or anything either. It's just like their boyfriend.
Tattoo artist that they're going to is
like garbage ass fucking yeah. they don't even do portraits well.
Yeah, I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck?"
I'll be like, "That doesn't even look
if
like
I was
him.
Gonna do that shit, I'd get like a dope ass artist.
Right?
These motherfuckers are getting like.
But I bet a dope ass artist would be like, I'm not doing this. Yeah. That's why they have to go to those fools that do it like
swap
sketch.
Meet and
yeah.
shit. I don't like the trend.
I don't understand it. Like, cool, you guys love each other, but why your face?
I would never.
Get it on your arm, get it on your leg. Get it anywhere else. Your face? Because you can't hide that shit.
Fuck it. I mean, I'm old, so
yeah, exactly.
I'm not supposed to fucking
but it
like
seems,
that shit.
It seems weird. It just seems off. Like, it seems
And a
too,
lot of people are doing it. It's weird.
It seems toxic. You know? Yeah. Like, only toxic couples do that shit. Like, oh, you love me? Yeah, I love you. Fucking prove it. I only want my face on your face at all times so everybody knows you're mine. That kind of shit. That seems toxic as fuck. You know, like that's possessive. Like, oh, even if you cheat on me, then the bitch is going to have to see my face while you're doing it. Crazy. Like, that's wild to me.
What should be the next fucking tattoo?
I feel like tattoos shouldn't be a trend.
It is a trend. Every year it's a new trend.
I know, but I feel like tattoos shouldn't be a trend. You should get something that you want on your body forever, not something that's popular at the time. Says the girl that has a fucking nautical star on her. So don't take advice from me.
I told your ass not to get that shit.
And I said, fuck you, I do what I want. Yep.
But that was like a month into dating. And yeah, I was like, you're like, should I get it? And I said, no.
And then
you're
like, yeah, I'm going to get it.
I'm going to get it. And I was like, don't listen to me. I won't.
When have I ever? I'm just kidding.
Back at you. That's how it works. Don't listen.
Still going to do what I want.
If you want to know how we've made it for 17 years, we don't listen to each other.
That's not true. That's not true. We listen to each other. It's just, if we are really set on something, we're going to do what we want, like, regardless of what they say.
And then,
it's never been anything that's, like, detrimental to our relationship. It's just, like, stupid things. Like, oh, should I buy this? Oh, I don't think so. I think it's going to, like, fall apart because you're getting the cheap
version. And then
version.
I buy it.
And then you buy it.
Same with tattoos.
Yeah. All my other tattoos are dope. Speaking of toxic relationships, there was a woman that used her yeast infection and her breast milk to make cinnamon rolls for her husband on Valentine's Day.
Cinnamon rolls?
Yeah. So she used the yeast.
I couldn't resist the cinnamon roll if you made it with yeast and your infection.
And breast milk. So this woman makes these cinnamon rolls and she gets on the internet and it's like, yeah, I made these cinnamon rolls for my husband. I used my yeast infection and my breast milk to make them because I want him to have me inside of him.
And then he got an infection.
Yeah, they ate the cinnamon rolls and then they got thrush.
Both of them.
Both of them. Because they both ate it.
Why did she eat it? If she knew.
I guess she wanted herself inside of herself too.
Oh, she's dumb.
But anyway, she thought it was a good idea because she's using natural yeast and natural milk, right? Like she's one of those like almondy crunchy moms or whatever. She made them and then they got thrush, which is like when you get those like white bumps all over your mouth,
yummy.
Which is basically a yeast infection of the mouth. So then she gets back on TikTok. And
she probably didn't even tell him what she did, huh?
I don't know.
I bet she didn't. She just went on the forum and was like...
But then she like comes back on TikTok and she's like, guys, don't do that. And I was like, what tipped you off that that might have been a bad idea? Like, it's an infection.
That's a cause for a divorce.
Infection. It's a yeast infection. You don't just have yeast. It's a yeast infection.
She's trying to kill her husband.
I was just like, oh. And then also, I don't care how natural you think it is. The bakery in your vagina is not for human consumption.
Their mouth was feeling how my mouth feels right now. That hurts.
Worse.
That's all over. God damn. It's a wife or a girlfriend?
Wife.
Say.
It was wife and a husband, yeah.
You but know like, who I'm picturing? Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey.
I didn't know it wasn't the same kind of yeast.
Yeah.
Oh my God, have you seen that new commercial with her and her daughter for Chicken of the Sea?
No. She's still pulling money from that fucking thing?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
She's a spokesperson for Chicken of the Sea right now with her and her daughter. She's like, but I've never figured out if it's chicken or tuna.
Is she even cute anymore?
Jessica Simpson?
Yeah.
She's fine. She's got work done, though.
You can tell.
Yeah, she may have a little Ozempic going on, but like, she's fine. She looks great. She doesn't look great, but she looks fine.
That's crazy how so many people are like taking Ozempic for different reasons.
I mean, I guess it's helping. I'm like not against you getting help. But I feel like if you're already like skinny and you're not really struggling with weight, which a lot of like celebrities are doing just to get like super skinny because like it's trending to like back 90s, like supermodel skinny is trending again.
Is that why Ariana Grande looks like
she's
sick?
Dying? Yeah. I think
she's
so.
Like the only actress or superstar that I'm like, yeah, she looks sick.
Like really too skinny, right? Yeah. It might be the bleached hair and eyebrows, which she did for like her role in The Wicked, but yeah, she looks sickly. Then people are saying like she's on drugs, but you know.
I was telling someone that I really enjoyed that fucking Wicked.
Yeah, the play is amazing.
It was my first play.
And it's a musical.
Yeah, it was good. And I was like, I really enjoyed Intermission.
You enjoyed Intermission?
I was like, oh.
You like taking a little break. Like you feel like movies should do that. You know, they used to do that with movies. Like it used to be more of a production when you go to the theater, you go in and then there would be intermission during the movie so that you could go out, go to the restroom, get more snacks and come back and watch the rest of the movie.
Like I was really impressed by a Pantages theater when I went in and I was like, yo. This
oh, I know. You were
dope.
Like, wow. And then I was like, I like Pantages.
Little kid.
But the
like,
Amundsen.
Shit's tight.
Beautiful.
Where's
the
that
Oh, like down the street.
Is that the Disney one or what?
It's next to Disney. It's beautiful. The Pantages is great too, but the Amundsen is like gorgeous. Wicked was great.
Free tickets? Yeah, why not?
Because my mom couldn't make it, so he got to go. It was supposed to be mom and daughter night.
All right, first beer of the night is
from Rad Beer Company. It's called Toasty Biscuits. It's an amber lager that's brewed with Weirmann, Vienna, and Munich malt with a kiss of Caramunich. It has aromas of toffee, roasted almonds, and toasty biscuits. It is 5%.
It's probably going to taste like those ones you get on the plane.
Oh, you think it's going to taste like Biscoff?
Biscoff, yeah. Maybe. Hopefully. Shit sounds good. If it is.
They have like Cheech and Chong biscuits. I think they're supposed to be biscuits, but they look like potatoes. But we'll see.
And where's Rad Brewing from? Anaheim, right?
Is it?
I think it's Anaheim.
It is very frothy. It smells.
I like the can.
Sweet.
Yeah, biscuit, Cheech and Chong.
I think it's biscuit Cheech and Chong. Yeah. It's definitely Cheech and Chong. I just don't know what kind of food they are.
Oh, it's called Toasty Biscuits.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Got it. All right. Let's do it.
Cheers.
Cheers. Episode 212. Damn, I don't taste nothing. It's like water. You taste anything?
I got a little breadiness.
Mm-hmm. I don't taste shit.
I'm a little sick.
So but if I is, was sick and I went in there and I got this beer, I can't taste shit.
It is very light on the taste. Like the flavor is not in your face at all. I'm not getting the toffee. I'm not getting the almonds really. Oh. Okay, maybe a little toffee right at the end, but I've been talking for a minute after I drink it.
Yeah.
It is bready, but almost bready in the way that a beer is bready, you know?
Yo, I don't taste shit. Maybe.
I think this has less flavor than like an amber bock.
How much percentage is this?
It is only 5%. Oh, it is a very light beer. It is a very light red. Red or amber. I would say is it amber?
It's amber.
It's amber.
Yeah, it's amber. But damn, I really don't taste anything.
Yeah, it's very light.
Like I can taste my regular beer that I'm drinking more than I could taste this.
That's disappointing because it sounded like it was going to taste really good, almost like a dessert-y croissant or something.
I was thinking of like a regular biscuit cookie type of...
You were thinking Biscoff.
Yeah.
So. Oh, it's a little disappointing. It doesn't taste bad.
It has like a good look. Yeah, like it looks like it's going to taste really good, but it's nothing.
Like, don't get us wrong. It doesn't taste bad.
There's no taste for me.
For him, there's no taste. There's a little taste for me. It's just a solid light beer, but it doesn't. It's not giving what they said it was gonna give. Yeah. Out of 5 mugs, how many are you giving it?
I'm gonna give it like a 1.5. I really don't taste nothing. Hopefully, it's just because I'm like a little bit sick. But even when I'm sick, I could taste beer, like at the bars.
When you're out there spreading your germs at the bars. Mm-hmm.
Like, I can taste that shit.
I don't think it tastes bad, so I won't go as low as in the ones. But I will give it a 2.5 because it doesn't taste bad. You could drink this, and you could drink it all day, all night. It's very light, but I was expecting what they said it was going to taste like, and I did not get
any of it. So the can's cool.
Yeah. So for that, I'm going to have to go with a 2.5, but it doesn't taste bad, so I don't want to put it in the ones, you know?
Oh, got you. Like where you just throw it away?
Yeah. Like when I say something's in the one, I'm like, no, don't get it.
That's probably why I gave it a 0.5.
You can still get this.
Yeah, you go buy it.
Yeah. But it's just not what it says it is. I mean, it's very faint.
I feel like you might as well buy a fucking Modelo can, low-key.
Like a Modelo Negro, huh?
Yeah.
Because I think the Negro has more flavor than this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sorry, guys.
I know. It's a little
I'll try like another beer from you guys, but this one is not it.
How much do you tip each profession?
What do you mean?
Like, do you
each
tip
profession?
Like different professions differently? Like
the only place I tip is restaurants.
you don't tip anywhere else? No. Like if someone
fast
brings
food?
Out your
no.
like groceries
nope.
or
I don't tip them. No. Fuck that. I've been tired of it.
It has gotten really bad that like...
Like, I'm like, the person behind me is going to fucking tip. Fuck it. I'm saving my money. I ain't rich, so fuck it.
None of us are rich.
Yeah. You're dumb
we're
if
the,
you're tipping and you're poor.
We're the poor giving the poor money.
So like, you're the one. You're the one because I go behind and I don't tip like that. I only tip at restaurants.
And then I see that you didn't tip and I go,
huh.
Here's extra for you. I'm so sorry you have to
I already
do this.
Know you do that type of shit, so I
But
ain't
I understand,
it.
Like, why
I'm
tipping.
Like, we're
because
the same.
They pay them fucking shit. So you, like, try to be, like, nice because they're doing a little extra for you.
Who else am I supposed to tip?
Everyone. You don't tip your tattoo artist?
No, I know that type of shit, like haircut.
Like hairdresser.
Okay,
do you tip your, like, hairdresser? Or?
I'm my hairdresser, but if I did go, like, when I
well,
used to get my haircut.
I'm also my hairdresser. Yeah. That's the problem.
When I used to go get my haircut, I'd give him, like, 10, 15 bucks extra.
Oh, that's a lot. Yeah. That's good.
Like, if it was 20, I'd give him 30. 35.
Yeah, that's
depending
good.
On the day.
But yeah, you have to tip like everyone.
I think that was the price when I was still going to. It was like
when
25.
When I get delivery, I tip.
Well, you have to. It's like DoorDash, right?
But I tip. I don't just do the delivery fee. Like I tip them because they don't have to go.
Yeah, you. That's part of the shit. Delivery, any kind of delivery you tip.
Yeah, you should, right?
Yeah, like I wouldn't skimp those motherfuckers. I'm just saying, like when I go to fast food and they're like, yo, are you going to tip me? And I'm like, you just took my order. I'm not fucking tipping here.
You know where I never tip when I used to go? I never tipped at Starbucks.
For what?
Aren't you getting paid to make my coffee?
That's part of the deal, right?
Yeah, like you're literally handing me the coffee. I don't know why I should tip you.
That's like going to McDonald's or Jack in the Box.
Yeah, like any like place,
drive-thru.
Right? Like I can't.
But like all the coffee places, they fucking
yeah, they
that like, and if you get a smoothie or whatever, like the fruit smoothies and shit that you guys get.
I mean
get,
like Jamba Juice?
Yeah, like that type of shit.
They got Jamba Juice in years, but yeah.
Yeah, they ask for
but
tips.
But then isn't that like the same kind of thing as a bartender, I guess? If you're not going to tip your barista, then why are you
that's
tipping
morning.
Your bartender?
I think I saw that at Panera.
I don't like tip them. Like, because I'll be like,
I don't know. I'm just like, nah, I'm not doing it. Because I know the person behind me is going to tip probably, if not.
The corporations are trying to get poor people to tip the poor people so that they don't have to pay their employees a proper amount of money. And that's what it is. And I get that. I know that it's not the employee's fault, but the employees do get mad at the wrong people. Like in restaurants when they get like stiffed on a tip or something.
Yeah.
They get mad at the person that didn't tip them instead of being mad that the corporation just won't pay you to do your job.
I've seen some shit where the manager went up to these dudes playing pool mm-hmm. and was like, you need to tip my waitress. And they're just like, what the fuck?
Like, first of all, you don't have to, but or we're getting mad at the wrong people for it.
Yeah, we've said this shit plenty of times on here.
But obviously, it's not like, getting through to people.
I feel like we've talked about it so many times. Like we're just waitresses are getting fucking dumped on because they don't get...
Like, obviously, I'm going to tip because I understand that's what's happening to you. I've never, like, not...
No, they're the one douchebag at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Oh, I give him a dollar.
Yeah, you gave him a dollar.
Because giving him a dollar is worse than giving him no tip.
He was the worst.
He was the worst.
He was the
worst. Maddie.
You still remember the motherfucker?
Yeah, because he was the fucking worst.
Yeah, he's just talking shit.
He was
rude. Yeah.
He didn't like get our drinks on time. He didn't even want to like fucking serve us.
And he was like a cool guy. He was trying to be like a cool guy.
He was trying to be a cool guy.
And we're like, what the fuck is this? Like, who is he?
Fuck that guy. Yeah. And then they were like, you're leaving on a tip? And I was like, yeah, because it's worse to give him a fucking dollar than to be like, oh, I don't tip. Like, oh no, I know I need to tip. But you're not worth shit, so here's your dollar.
Yeah, like the guys were like, why are you tipping this fool? And then you're like, nah, I'm gonna leave him a fucking dollar. So and
he knows that I can,
yeah,
but I don't want to.
But he was terrible.
He
was terrible.
Never saw him again. Yeah. He must have got fired or quit. Yeah. But because
he
that
was
guy.
Totally just like going around just being like a little douchebag
like a little
kid.
Fuck boy.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here.
He was probably just 21.
I never get mad at servers. Mm. Like, you could do a lot and I'll just be like, you know, I know they're having a hard time. Mm. This guy was a fucking douchebag.
Yeah, so whatever your name was, what was his name?
Maddie. Fuck you, Maddie.
Matt TT?
Maddie, yeah.
With the two T's?
With the two T's on the fucking back of his Buffalo Wild Wings jersey. Fuck you.
Fuck you, douchebag. He sucked.
He sucked. Worse than the guy at Carino's that was just like
uncomfortable. He was trying.
He was trying. He was just like really
he
bad
just
at
didn't
his job.
Know what the fuck he was doing.
And he was like so stressed.
Yeah, he was the only fucking waiter and he looked like he just started.
Yeah.
And they gave him a pack
and he was like
bar.
Fresh out of the military. Yeah. he never had to do this shit before. He was trying. He was just a bad waiter, yeah. But he wasn't like a douche or anything. He was just kind of, he was military, so it was kind of like, it came off of like, hey, wait a minute, I'm trying to do stuff, right?
The funny thing was like, he's like, yes, you're second in line, so you're going to wait. Yeah. And we're like trying to raise our hand. We're like, no, wait up, dog.
And then we were outside smoking and he was on his smoke break too and he just like came and joined us and started talking. That's how we knew he was like in the military and shit.
But like he wore his regular fucking work clothes like it was a military, huh? Like
just
high
so
pants.
Pristine.
Yeah, it was
so
nice.
Pristine.
We were like
yeah.
the little fucking button up.
He was just so overwhelmed. Poor guy.
And he was like, ooh, this is going too
he's
hard.
Like,
he went to like his fucking Pontiac. Trans Am or
yeah,
some
he
shit.
He had a Trans Am.
That show was funny. He was a fucking superhero, but he couldn't be a waiter.
No, he was like really bad at being a waiter.
But we were there from like the start of his shift to like close to his end of his shift. And we just watched the progression of him like
just like
going
meltdown.
Yeah,
he
melting down.
A
military meltdown.
And we were like, oh no.
Oh no, he's about to kill somebody.
He's about to go.
That shit was funny.
Oh man,
dude, that place had $2 beers.
Yeah, that's why we get wild.
Fuck. And then all of a sudden everyone knew like it, we had it for like a good couple
just like
months
us.
Just, yeah,
and it was all day in the bar. It was all day happy hour
beers.
And they had $2 beers. Whew. And they were good beers too, like for the time.
Yeah, there were craft beers at the time.
Yeah.
Nuts. Oh, I wish those times would come back.
Oh, those days. Those were good days. So what would you do if somebody came up to you, they look at you in the eye, and they go, what year is this?
I'll tell them. 20.
What would you tell them?
1932. Because I think that's the only year that always pops up in my head for some reason.
And they'll be like, oh no, that's not the year I was supposed to go to.
Yeah, I'll be like, yo.
Would you think they were time travelers or would you think they had dementia?
Dementia or really, really crazy?
Like just like out of their
mind? Really nuts.
Because they come up to you earnestly like, what year is this?
And I feel like the only place I'd be is in L.A.
That's the only time somebody would run up on you and do that. What if you were just like in your town? Like, just you're like, we live in the suburbs. So what if you were in the suburbs and you're just at a Home Goods? Because that's like one of the most suburb ass.
And there's a lot of crazies in there.
There's a lot of crazy people that are just, they're not crazy like that though.
And I would
like,
definitely think.
What year is this?
I think
you wouldn't think
they
were a time traveler.
Nah.
You were just immediately, you not even for a second, you'd be like, maybe we're about to go on an adventure.
No, I wouldn't go. You would. I wouldn't. I feel
no,
like
no, no,
you
no,
would
no.
Go.
I wouldn't go. I wouldn't leave.
Yeah, you would.
I wouldn't leave with them. I'd just be like, why? What year were you trying to get to?
It would be nice if I would go that long in a conversation with them, but I know me, and I'd keep it like hella short.
I'd be like, 2024, bitch.
Just leave. Yeah, cuss. Exactly how I would say it.
There's this,
especially when you're out and about. I don't know. Nah, it depends on the day, low key. Because
no, you're like super. You're way more social than me, yeah. So I felt like you would get into the story more than I would. I would be like,
I'd jump in the DeLorean.
You would jump in the DeLorean for sure.
If I saw the DeLorean there, like, I would jump in.
I'd be like, yeah, I can't leave with you. That seems dangerous.
I know, that would suck though. Like if you went back and then you couldn't come back, like to our time.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, I'm stuck in.
I mean, we're people of color and I don't think we'll do well in the past times. Mm-hmm. So unless we're going to the future.
But it would, America.
We might not do well.
America
in the future
would
either.
Be great.
Would it?
Yeah.
Oh, back then.
Yeah.
No.
Not for us.
Yeah.
But it would be good to
time travel is person's game.
It would be good to see how America was great.
I guess.
You know?
Yeah, was it great?
Get put in jail automatically.
Immediately. Yeah. Like, what are you guys doing here? Why do you know all those words? Get in jail.
Come here, Chinese man.
I'm not Chinese.
Yeah, you all.
I see those eyes.
See you, Chinese.
Get in here, China man. It wouldn't even be Chinese then. China man, get in here.
What is it? Oriental?
I know how you Orientals operate.
Yeah. It's funny because like your grandma will say like Oriental and you got to correct her like real quick.
Because I'm trying to be the change the world needs.
But
you need
it's
to
not
correct
happen.
Your white grandparents. You need to do this. Otherwise, it's just going to get worse. So, Olivia Rodrigo
has
been getting a lot of backlash for her concert.
You like her music?
I love Olivia Rodrigo.
What are you, 12?
Yes. And I have been like, remember I was like, oh my God, I want to go to Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Uh-huh.
And then I've been seeing TikToks of girls that are in their 20s, mid to late 20s, and have been like, am I too old to be here? And I was like, oh fuck. If you guys are too
old. How old is she?
She's 21.
Oh, okay.
If they're too old to be there, I'm definitely too old
so
to
it's
be
pretty
there.
Much like a Britney Spears to when I was young. Or like, during that time, like Christina Aguilera, Jessica Simpson.
Yeah. Well, they're only like a few years older than
Ashanti,
us.
Ashanti,
right?
I guess.
They're only a few years older than us. Yeah, like kind of like that. And I was just like, oh, maybe I can't go to Olivia Rodrigo concert.
Yeah, you just got to watch shit on like DVD something.
Like that makes me upset because I would love to go. So if any
you gotta
of
have
young
a kid.
Girls, yeah, if any of you young girls want a chaperone,
yeah, you would have to have a kid to take them. But
Rodrigo.
Isn't that a problem? Something with like people taking their kids and they're not liking.
Yeah,
her
so
music
that's what the
shit?
Backlash is that she's a 21-year-old woman, and parents are taking their 9-year-olds, thinking that it's gonna be like a kids' bop concert.
They don't,
I don't
listen
understand.
To her music.
Exactly. Like what? Like, I get it. Maybe they listen to the clean versions. But
on
like,
the radio?
Yeah. Instead of
who listens to the radio?
Parents. But they were like, it's obviously it's the conservative parents that like thought that she should still be all Disney, which whatever. Like,
I'm just like, why is she going like doing concerts out there if they're not enjoying her music?
Why are you taking your like
in
cool.
the middle
Take
America
your,
type shit?
No.
Like,
well,
why is she doing
other
concerts
people,
there?
Like, adults like her music.
Like, why go?
Just go to the coast where it's safe. Like, we can take our
and
9-year-old
like a,
here and we're not going to complain.
Right? I bet you if she did 100 concerts in L.A., whoever would want to see her,
they just
fly
to L.A. Yeah.
Everything's here.
It's got to be the ultra-conservatives because, like, okay, she curses in her music, but not even that often, right?
Oh.
And then, like, and she's not wearing, like, what, a head-to-toe, like, fucking covering? Like, it's not even provocative. It's, like, so stupid. They're so dumb. But if you were going to be
that... Where
did
you see that parents are being mad over Olivia Rodrigo? That's weird.
Fucking... conservative moms that they said that their 9-year-old cried at her concert.
For what? Saying probably a bad word?
Probably because they're sleepy. Just take them home and let them go to sleep.
She might have been sleepy. It's a late concert. Yeah. Concerts go on till 11.
But also, 12. Like, why are you not vetting the artist before you take them? Like, she's not like a Doodle Bop. Like, she's not like Sesame Street. Those things are made for children. Not everything's for children. Mm-hmm. You as a parent need to discern what you allow your kid to see, right? So maybe do a little more research before you just like blindly buy tickets to something.
It's funny because I'm pretty sure they just didn't have babysitters.
They wanted to go to
the concert and they had to buy extra.
Fucking kid. If you're that like fucking hard up on like your kid not like seeing certain things, shouldn't you do a lot of research before you go take them?
If they want to go to a fucking concert, you know who the fuck you're seeing.
But they didn't,
who doesn't fucking know who they're not seeing.
I think it's like complaining to complain to be like, outrageous.
And there's 100 of them talking
She's
about
outrageous.
This shit.
Outrageous. I would never.
It's more than one lady saying that Olivia Rodrigo's
is the devil. You know how people get when people are the devil.
Well, she doesn't look like a devil to me.
No, she's like so sweet.
Yeah. She'll probably be crazy like in 10 years, but doing spins in her living room with knives on Halloween and saying they're fake knives. Like, yo, like, crazy.
Nah, bitch, those are real. We can see that. Yeah. We can see those are fucking real.
All right. Next beer of the night is
from Great Notion. It is called Big Papaya. It is a sour fruited beer that's heavy on tropical flavor with plenty of papaya. It is 6.0%.
Great Notion, huh? Papaya.
Oh, it smells so good, even as I'm like pouring it. Oh, that smells so good.
Smells good.
Oh my gosh. I think this is going to be good. It smells really, really good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that does smell good. Mmm. I hope it tastes good.
I know, because it's...
Shh.
Mmm. Smells so good.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go.
Ready? Cheers.
Cheers. Episode 212. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
that's nice.
Yeah, that's yummy.
That's nice.
It's like florally and that's good.
That's good papaya there too. That's all papaya and sweet.
Oh, I like it.
I get the floral too right there. Like right at the beginning. Juicy.
Lovely.
Lovely flavor.
Love it.
Man.
How many mugs?
It's just all around like straight up papaya juice.
Yummy.
In the beer. Not even that tart.
No, it's not even tart.
No, it's just good. So out of 5 mugs, I'm probably give this a 4.
Me too. 4.
4.
4.0.
Get it, dude.
Yeah, this is
it
delicious.
Says big papaya.
Big papaya.
And if you like papaya, this is a 1. Drink fresh.
And I can have more than one of these because it's not too sweet and
nope.
It's not too sour. It's delicious.
It's not crazy tart. It's like
no,
a light.
Just like a really
simple,
light.
Like, yeah,
a little,
there you go.
Like when you're drinking like lemon water.
Mm-hmm. Like, you know it's there, but it's not like, oh, my God. It's a yeah.
Yeah, that's really good.
Go like get it. It's delicious.
Try it out.
Try it out.
If you won the lottery,
mm-hmm.
would you tell people?
Probably not.
Yeah, I wouldn't tell people either. But would there be signs?
Yeah, hell yeah.
What would be some signs that you won the lottery?
My first sign, I'd probably have, like, a nice haircut.
They'd be like, wow, you look really good. I love your haircut.
And then low key, I'd probably like get a nice suit.
And then just like wear it.
And wear it every day. And then I'll get another suit then like next week. And then they'll be like, why the fuck is this motherfucker wearing suits all the goddamn time?
He does not work in a profession that needs suits.
No.
Why is he wearing suits?
And I'd be wearing suits to my job and they wouldn't know.
They'd be like, hey, you're supposed to be wearing scrubs. Why are you wearing a suit? So, but you would still be going to your job.
I'd probably go for like a year.
Okay.
After. I probably wouldn't go anymore. Tell you the damn truth. I'd probably
like,
tell everyone
on,
I still work.
Depending on how much I won.
Mm-hmm. I probably, you know what I'd probably do? I'd probably be like, oh, I'm sick. Get all my disability shit. Like, I'll just say, like, I got a sprained wrist or some shit.
Yeah.
Or carpal tunnel.
So you would win the lottery and then commit insurance fraud?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Why not? At least I fucking, I still don't have to pay for like insurance. Oh, you know what I mean?
Oh, because you get Social Security like insurance.
Yeah.
You get Medicare Part B.
Yeah. You know what I mean? So I'll be chilling off that and then get like all the money that's owed to me for being an employee because I worked so long. And then, but I'd have like a dope ass bow tie and shit. I don't know.
Like a really cool bow tie.
Yeah, like a cool.
On your cool ass suit.
Yeah, and like just wear sunglasses all day.
I think my sign would be that I would be on vacation immediately. Like I would take a vacation and I'd be like, wow, really? And it would be like, I was just like, oh, yeah. I just charged it on the card, but vacation. And it wouldn't be like 5 days. It would be 2 weeks. I would be gone at least 2 weeks on this vacation. That's the immediate sign that I won the lottery.
Where would you go? Ooh. Who cares, right?
Who cares? Like several places.
Around the world 10 times.
I'd probably go to like Fiji. I really want to go to Fiji. Europe.
You know what we'd do? Fly up to Canada and then like go see your nieces.
Oh, yeah. Like all of a sudden we would just have like money to be able to go like see them every weekend.
Yeah.
I think that would be the sign. I'd be like, oh, we're just going to like run up to Toronto real quick. And I'd be there like, how do you guys have so much money?
Be there for like 4 years. Chilling.
I thought more of the sign would be that we could go there like every other weekend. Mm-hmm. I'm like, oh, yeah. We're just going
to go. Fly them to Disneyland.
Yeah, we're just going to run up to Canada.
Disney World. Yeah.
Yeah, Disney World's closer for them.
Yeah, we might as well do that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would do that. Probably go get them and then go to.
What a good brother you are. Because you were like, we would go to Canada. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
No, I would. I'd go there and then bring them to
Disney World.
Disney World. And they'd be like, why the fuck are you here? And I'd be like, yeah, don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. We took out another credit card. Do you want to go to Disney World or no?
Yeah. And they'd be like, fuck yeah. And then I'd be like,
stop with the questions. Let's go.
Let's go. We got drug money.
We sell drugs.
Because people would think that before Lotto.
Yeah, probably if like we didn't tell anyone. Yeah. Like if we all of a sudden had money, they'd be like, those motherfuckers are selling drugs.
Or insurance.
Fraud.
Fraud, yeah.
But then also, just Amazon packages, way more than now.
Just oh my God. That's all the time. So it'd be every minute.
It would be like a lot, though.
You know what would be, you know what'd be crazy? Like you wouldn't even tell me you won, right?
Yeah.
And you'd be like, hey, we got to go to Amazon. And then you'll just have a new truck for some damn reason. And we just drive through the fucking Amazon building. Because there's like a ton of them around us.
And you just load our truck. Yeah. And I'm like, thank you.
And then I'm like, oh, we're delivery drivers? And you're like, no, this is my shit. I ordered this shit.
I got some stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, I would have all the kitchen appliances.
Sounds good.
I'd be like, ooh.
Can't wait. Can't wait to win that lotto. I would have like a different pair of shoes all the time because I love tennis shoes like that. Mm-hmm. I'd probably spend a lot of money on sneakers and black t-shirts and jeans.
I feel like I would spend a lot of money on experiences. We'd have top tier Disney pass right away. That's how you would know. Paid off, not monthly.
Spearmint
payment.
Rhino.
Spearmint. We would own a spearmint rhino.
With naked women and a porn company.
Vivid is now ours. Yeah.
We don't even produce it or nothing. We just go there to watch porn.
I don't want this watching on my phone shit. I need it live in front of me.
I need the smells and
I'm
everything.
The director now.
Yep. Why not?
Why not? I got fuck you money. Let's go. Literally, fuck you money.
I'd be like real life OnlyFans. No subscriptions, just live.
Only fans, only for you.
Yeah, only for me.
What's some things that when you were growing up, like when you were a kid, that you thought were indicators of wealth?
Oh, same shit I tell my friend. He got his kids what is that shit called? Like a jungle gym or some shit in the backyard?
Yeah, jungle gym. Yeah.
Yeah. Every kid who had that, I thought was fucking rich as fuck.
Really?
Hell yeah.
You know,
with the slide and the swing set and the little fucking play area, whatever house, playhouse or whatever it is.
Yeah, my neighbors across the street had that, so I didn't really think they were like rich.
No,
because we live in the same houses, so I knew we were like comparable. Like their parents allowed them to have one, and my
didn't. Dude, this neighbor like down the street from my grandparents, they had bunnies and I thought they were rich.
So bunnies was an indicator of wealth?
I was like, yo, we bunnies? Had bunnies. They fucking have bunnies? That's fucking rich type of shit.
That's fucking wealthy as fuck.
The the ice and water dispenser in the fridge? Hell yeah. I thought they were... You did? Every fridge you had had an ice and water dispenser?
Yeah.
My parents, they didn't go for that. They had
they just had the two-door?
The two-door with the ice fucking... You gotta break the ice. The yeah, trays. If you needed ice.
I didn't even know what
And then if we really needed ice, we'd go get the big bag and gotta slam it on the ground.
Yeah, I didn't know what an ice tray was until like later in life.
So how'd you get your ice? Oh, because you had the machine.
Yeah, so I didn't even know, like...
Did they have filters back then? I feel like they just used regular water. Like, they didn't have filters in them.
I don't think we needed filters back then, right? Because our water wasn't, like, fucked up yet.
I don't know.
Like, we all just drank tap water and that was fine. Actually, you know what? No, because we didn't drink tap water. We didn't drink tap water. We had sparklets.
Oh.
So the sparklets,
we had that. We had that.
Yeah, see?
And then, like, all of a sudden, like, these people would come. You remember, like, door-to-door motherfuckers used to come by?
Like the vacuum salesman?
Yeah.
I had a friend
what?
That I went to high school with. When he graduated high school...
He
became a door-to-door vacuum salesman. And I said, the fuck, they still have those? And he was like, yeah. And he was one.
Did you buy a fucking vacuum off him?
No, but I would have if he came to my door. Yeah. He was very charismatic. When I was younger, what I thought was like wealth is if you had a staircase from both sides.
Who, you've seen that before?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never seen that. Oh. You must have rich friends.
Just kidding. I don't have rich friends.
Who are you? You live by the Kardashians and shit? You're in Beverly Hills now? I feel like that's only in dreams.
No, that house up the street, the castle house.
Oh.
It has...
Yeah? You've been in there?
Yeah, my friend Ariel lived there.
Oh, yeah. That looks like a rich person's house. Oh, RC cars? If they had an RC car?
That was like rich?
I thought they were rich. Like, damn, my kid is rich. Basketball hoop in the back of their house or in the front? I thought that was kind of like baller. Like the Ford Taurus and they had the keypad to get into the car. I thought that was rich.
I thought that was just normal.
I didn't have that. My parents didn't have that shit in their car.
My neighbor had that.
So I bet you, like, kids who see, like, Teslas are like,
oh, they're probably like, your parents are rich.
Yeah. Like, that shit's nice. And they hop in my car and it has, like, 1999 shit. Yeah. All my windows.
You did not have a 1999.
I tell everyone who comes in my car, don't roll any of the windows down.
Yeah, you really did. You're like, oh, we can't roll that window down.
Don't roll that one down. Ain't gonna be able to put that
you
shit up.
You just have one broken window that needs to be fixed. It's not, and it's not 1999.
Furniture.
Oh, if you had like
the
that
big
furniture
TV?
That like, oh no. Like if you had like the built-in entertainment.
Oh
system,
yeah,
like,
that's why people shit.
Yeah, with the fucking surround sound.
Oh yeah,
like,
surround
with the
sound speakers.
And,
yeah, and like. Three fucking different things.
That's wealth.
Yeah.
That was wealth to me when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, people had, like, the latest form of, like, video. Like, if it wasn't, like, a cassette, like, it was, like, a laser disc. Uh-huh. I thought laser disc was, like, ooh.
Or, like, when they went from the big VHS to the small cassette video camera.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, how do they do that? My aunt had one. I was like,
but like we had one.
That's
so
cool. My dad got ours on like QVC and it was like a monthly payment type shit.
My stepdad was a very big Sony fan. So he had all the latest like Sony like video equipment.
Oh.
Like our childhood is like all on like tape because of that. Every Disney trip,
everyone who remembers like a dad or uncle with a video camera, we're like, that fool's stupid. You know what I mean? Like,
you're capturing, are you?
Yeah, but like, you're glad they did, but like, you think back, you're like, I hated that motherfucker. You're like, always with the camera.
Yeah, no, at the time, you were just like, get out of my face.
Hell yeah. Or like the big one.
Or they'll
when,
be like, say hi.
When they had the tripod.
Oh my God. Yeah. My grandpa had like the big tripod.
Yeah. And they just do left and right.
Yeah. Every year.
Yeah. Left and right. Left and right.
Like the giant, like he was on a fucking Maury.
And they acted like they were professional videographers and shit.
No, my grandpa wasn't like that. My stepdad a little.
It was like a hobby, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. All right, last beer of the night is...
from a humble sea brewing company. It's called Sharks in Sneakers. It is a triple dry hopped West Coast IPA that is hopped with Mosaic, Cashmere, Motuka, and Waiiti.
Sounds good.
It is 6.8%.
Hey, humble sea. It's been a while.
I know. I haven't had a humble sea beer in like fucking years.
It feels like years.
Probably since the guy that is always high was on the fucking podcast. The guy that stays high. The
guy who stays high.
Yeah.
Cheers. Episode 212.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
I do like Humble Sea.
Humble Sea, baby. I knew it.
That's good.
Yeah, I feel like IPAs, you know.
Just like a good IPA, like just that taste of a good IPA, like no like extra flavors. Like it's not a guava, it's not a peach, it's not a. It's just a fucking IPA.
Triple dry hopped.
Good.
West Coast.
West Coast.
Damn.
It's good.
It's clean.
How many mugs?
I'm gonna give it a 4.
I'm also gonna give it a 4. It's very good.
Very
and
good.
And I'm gonna have a hard time choosing now. So it's time to rank those beers.
Yeah, it's that time. You want to go first? You want me to go first?
You can go first.
All right, I'm gonna go with Humble Sea Sharks and Sneakers number 1. I like that. My number 2 will be Great Notions Big Papaya. That was delicious. And then I'm gonna go Rad Beer Company Toasty Biscuit number 3.
Man, this is really hard. I think I really want to agree with everything you just said right now, but I think I'm gonna go with Great Notion Big Papaya for number 1.
Hey, can't go wrong with
it.
Great
was really
Notion.
Really good.
They always fuck
it
up.
It was really really good, but like in the fucking closest of seconds, like it could have gone either way with these. My number 2 is going to be Humble Sea Brewing Company Sharks in Sneakers. And number 3 is going to be Rad Beer Company Toasty Biscuit.
Hey.
We had 2 pretty good beers tonight. 1 beer that didn't taste bad but didn't meet expectations. Yeah. So
I like the can art.
Yeah. And you can definitely try all 3 of these. Like there was nothing wrong other than it just didn't meet expectations.
You got 20 bucks. Go ahead. Grab them up.
$20 for all 3?
Less than
what
20,
a steal!
What a steal! It's like Price is Right. Go get them. All right, it's that time. It's that time for us to go.
Thank you guys so much for listening. You can follow us on Instagram at dipsomaniac_podcast.
I'm Uncle Jake. She's Tiny Fish. Put a fucking beer in your mouth. We out. Mwah. Peace out. See ya.
Dipsomania.